At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
As you know, one of my favorite areas in AI is specifically in healthcare. Now, I know that there's a lot of different controversies around, you know, integrating AI into healthcare. For me, I think those controversies lie more specifically in, you know, AI recommending different healthcare options for humans, because sometimes AI makes bad recommendations or biased recommendations, and you wouldn't want that specifically in healthcare, of course. That being said, one area that I do think it has a lot of power is in specifically different wearables and in measuring things and giving you different analytics and whatnot. And there's recently a company that is called Yopi Technologies, and they have a new wearable device that's going to be manufactured, and it is specifically going to allow you to read your sweat and tell you about your heart's health, which I think is really interesting. So it's a wearable device, kind of like a watch. That you would wear. It uses AI, and I think this is going to be a really interesting move and an interesting piece of wearable tech in healthcare using AI to help people become more healthy. So this is going to be an AI company based out of Israel. It's run by two, you know, experienced entrepreneurs, Hemi Rayem and Dr. Mechant Ganut, who have successfully essentially completed the development phase of this Yopi device. I think Yopi is an acronym for your online personal instructor, which I don't know. I wish it was more specific to healthcare. Maybe they're making it more general because they plan on using it for more general things. Interesting to see. But I mean, essentially, it's like a band you could wear on your arm. It's kind of like an armband, or that it just essentially kind of looks like a watch. Like it's just a little square, but essentially it's monitoring your sweat. And it's designed to specifically detect early signs of heart function deterioration. Now, I'm not sure if their goal is for everyone to be wearing this device, right? If that was the case, it would need to do a lot of things. Maybe the technology they hope to license to someone like Apple, because perhaps the device could integrate with that and Apple would be able to do something. Not 100% sure. But, you know, if everyone's trying to see if they have early heart function deterioration signs, I don't think everyone's going to wear that for that function, but perhaps patients that are, you know, high risk for that, this might be a really good tool for them. Or perhaps this is something that gets integrated into a platform that does a lot of different things. Maybe Fitbit buys them and integrates it, and all of a sudden, you know, Google's Fitbit platform is able to do that in addition to a lot of other health tracking technology they have. In any case, I think this presents a very significant innovation in sports monitoring and heart health tracking. Obviously, we have the Apple Watch that has made a lot of strides with their ESG scanners built into their watches that can give you a lot of really interesting information about your heart. This is worn on your arm, which, again, is probably not for everybody, but for people in high-risk areas or that are deemed high-risk for these different heart problems, I think this might be something interesting. And I think the device incorporates a unique sensor developed by the company that allows for online monitoring of training intensity and personalized physiological adjustments. So in the second stage of the device's development, the device is going to be adapted for use by the general public to detect declines in heart function. And Dr. Dan Hadass, he's an expert in sports cardiology, and he's also the company's medical director. He said, "The introduction of this system to the market represents a significant innovation in sports monitoring and heart health tracking, just as heart rate monitors with chest straps were a revolutionary leap 20 years ago. This system is a game changer in real-time monitoring of physical activity and heart health." I think that this is actually going to be produced in Gaza, and I think this is going to be a really interesting technology. Essentially, the decision shows that the company essentially is really interested in expanding this high-tech industry in a region that is, you know, not traditionally known for this, perhaps, right? A lot of people think this might be manufactured in China, or, you know, this company might have been designed and come out of California. So I think this is really interesting. I think Israel has a lot of really impressive tech. They always have. They have a very good tech ecosystem, and it appears that they're now really kind of grabbing this entire AI wave, and they're capitalizing on that. The factory that is making this device specifically is expected to have around 70 different people running it, which I think is interesting. Engineers and technicians for the production plant, they're already looking at that, recruiting them, and the plant has already begun its construction. So they're actually hoping to produce the device in early 2024. And so I think this is very interesting because this is a technology that is, you know, beyond just a concept or idea or a prototype. I mean, they're really focusing on building out the infrastructure, hiring the people. So they've obviously been able to raise enough money and build like a solid system around this. So I think this is a really interesting use of AI in healthcare. I think they in order to kind of pull this off, I think they received a lot of support from the Israel Innovation Authority. And so the company has received grants totaling around 5 million NIS from the Innovation Authority over the years, along with some pretty solid investments from private investors. So recently, Yopi Technologies obtained approval for a grant from the Advanced Manufacturing Division within the Innovation Authority's, you know, transition from development to production track. And this grant is going to facilitate the establishment of their factory and support the development of production processes for their products. So I think this is really interesting. They have a lot of good things going for them. They've obviously been able to lean on some good grants and some good support from the local government there. So this will be a very interesting device. I'll be following along. You know, there's a couple different AI wearable devices. This one is more in healthcare. We've seen some other ones like Humane has their new AI kind of device that goes in your sits in your pocket and helps you with a lot of different areas. So these are areas and these are devices that I think will be very interesting to follow into the future and see how popular they become and what kind of adoption they receive.